This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It, News and Opinion with your host, Mike Schifflet. So this week is going to be, this month, I should say, is going to be a little bit different because we're going to do, we got some major updates that we did at our place. And so I want to tell you about those. New videos for the initial CFI online course. That's the first topic. And then after we talk about that, we're going to talk about some presentation I did on the Power Hour. So we'll talk about that. And you'll be able to get to our website and get the handout that I did for that as well. It's 84 pages. It's quite a long, it's a PDF of the actual PowerPoint that I use. So that's good. And then we're going to talk about the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke and what the difference is. It's that time of year, so we want to sort of talk about that. Then we've got three pro tips for you again, like usual. So let's get this thing started so we can get all out of here. I want to talk to you first about the new videos we created. So I've been really producing a lot. And in that production, I have updated a lot of the videos that are in an online course, and then I've added some. So there are 16 new videos, which will be uploaded here, let's say by the end of August. They are currently being reviewed right now. I think it's mostly done. I think there might be two or three more videos to review, nothing significant, so they're going to go ahead and let them go. I'll just read the list. It's 16, and then we'll kind of leave it there. So, and some video, I guess I will talk about some videos I want to create so you can think about if you have any comments on that, like, oh, that would be a good video to do. But these are the ones I've done already: student pilot regulations and endorsements with scenarios, recreational pilot regulations and endorsements, recreational pilot scenarios, private pilot regulations and endorsements, private pilot scenarios. And these scenarios are like taking someone either through a complete private pilot course, what are the regulations and the endorsements required the whole way through, that kind of thing, or things like that. Then I've got commercial pilot regulations and endorsements, commercial pilot scenarios, sport pilot regulations and scenarios, because now don't forget, sport pilot is available for testing in the new flight instructor ACS, so that and flight instructor sport pilots. Sport pilot flight instructor regulations, subpart H flight instructors, which is you, flight instructor regulations and endorsements, flight instructor scenarios, runway incursion avoidance, airspace, using AC6165 hotel, complete video on that, using the ACS companion guide, and the flight instructor airplane ACS review. So this should be done pretty quickly and taking a long time to get through that, but it came out pretty good. So some future videos that I want to produce for the course, this is just a small subset of them, but these are the ones I want to do: how to create a lesson plan, how to make and use pre-flight briefings, how to use a syllabus, how to teach normal landings, and videos on selected commercial maneuvers. Now we expect those to be completed by the end of this year. Also wanted to let you know about something I'm working on, secret project. It's kind of getting to the end of that, and I'm going to roll it out probably in October, but it's called The Weekend. It's a CFI mastery class. And what it is 3 days, you spending time either remotely, but preferably in person, where you bring all of your stuff. You bring your iPad, you bring your laptop, you bring your Apple Pencil, you bring Zoom, you bring 4Flight, you bring it all. And what we do is we go through the first day, how to use this technology, how to set it up, how to back up, how to project on the smart TVs, how to use Zoom as a presenter, how to use 4Flight to teach from, how to import things into 4Flight, your own documents, how to sync with a cloud drive. So day one is all about that. Day two is extensive use of 4Flight for teaching navigation and teaching from. So we do a lot of that. We even go through how to teach weather theory using 4Flight. So it's a whole day spent using 4Flight and Zoom together, and you're actually practicing this, and we have practice sessions set aside. So by the time you leave, you'll be able to use this technology, and it'll be set up for you correctly, and you'll have handouts about how to keep it that way. Okay, so that's the second day. The third day is going to be about how to use a syllabus, how to use it together with pre-flight briefings, how to use PowerPoint effectively and teach from PowerPoint, things like how to use Google Sheets so you can interactively assign things to your student and you can check their progress, and the sheet updates between you automatically. So things like that, how to set up a calendar, an online calendar that syncs between all your devices. So we're basically saying, here's today's technology, And here's how we're going to show you how to use it so you can begin using it right away after the 3-day mastery class. So that's going to be fun. So we'll produce a bit more on that soon on the website. Okay, now let's talk about the presentation I gave last Power Hour. And by the way, those are every Saturday from noon until 1 Eastern time. That was episode or session 194. So we're closing in on 200 of those. You can view them, the catalog of them, at cfibootcamp.com. Go to the resources tab at the top and then scroll down or look down. And you'll see a Power Hour catalog outline. So you want, that's where the outlines are. And that's where you want to go to get this last outline. In addition to that, you get a quick summary, a little video summary or a snippet of it, of the actual Power Hour. And if you want to see the entire Power Hours, all 194 of them, you have to join our membership site. And there'll be a link in this newsletter, which will tell you how to do it. So you get it for $9 a month. And that's not too much. You get, that's a lot of content. That's 194 hours of content. And we cover a lot of things. Also, if you want to get a PDF of this newsletter, I'm doing a podcast, basically it's a video podcast of the newsletter. You can go to cfibootcamp.com and opt into that as well. So we'll talk about some other web places here in a second, but that's basically it. So on July 27th, I created this big PDF. It's 84 pages, 83 pages, something like that. So participants could use the information right away. And it was basically how to use Zoom and ForeFlight together to teach ground school or ground sessions, complete ground schools. So it was how to set up everything correctly, how to use the Zoom controls as a presenter as opposed to a participant, how to use things like the waiting room, how to enable that, how to mute people upon entry, how not to let them draw on your screen. Everything was covered in that 1-hour session. And the PDF is now a good guide to help you set those things up. It also talked about the ForeFlight subscription for you to have and how to set up ForeFlight to teach from. There was quite a bit in there, but the good news is that that PDF is available and will help you with all this. It also talked about using the iPad to project onto a smart TV and how to use a virtual whiteboard. So without having to use any whiteboard, just a virtual one, that's going to be on iPad. So that was very nice. I even went through the very end of it about microphone choices, like what to get. So you can go to cfibootcamp.com, resources, the Power Hour catalog outlines, and look for that one, which should be the very first one on the top left, or very close to that. And then you'll click onto that, and you'll see the PDF is in there. So there's that. Now, you can also register to come to these Power Hours for free. They're free. They're on the live show. The live shows are Saturday, noon to 1 Eastern time. And the link for that is going to be on our website. And you have to be on a non-mobile device to see it. So unfortunately, you know, Nick put the URL into the PDF newsletter. So it'll be there. But if you go use your laptop, go to cfibootcamp.com. And very shortly, you'll see like a blue bar that appears at the top. And it wiggles a little bit. And that's the registration for the Power Hour. When you register for that, you of course get the link to the show, but you also get an email during the week of what's this topic going to be for this week. Then you get one an hour before the show starts and then as the show starts. So typically we have about 60 people, between 60 and 100 in the room. And if there's not a class going on, if not in the middle of a CFI class, then what I do is I open up the room so that you can talk. Right, you can ask questions or whatever. We did that last week for an hour. Now let's talk about heat exhaustion and heat stroke. What's the difference? Because it is that time of year. It's summertime, especially here in South Florida. It's pretty obvious. I was out, went down to the beach today. I do 3 miles usually per day. But anyway, I went there and it was really hot. So 90 and humid and all, you know, all that. So when I got back, it's like shower time, big time, you know, so that's that. But I can tell you what happened to me there, and I got a little bit of heat exhaustion, dehydration. So let's talk about that. So we're going to be in airplanes now that don't have air conditioning usually. And we're going to fly in pretty warm to hot cockpits. And you're going to walk pre-flight. You're going to do a lot of things in the sun. So dehydration is a real thing in South Florida and also our place in Las Vegas. It means a lack of water, electrolyte. And the symptoms include dizziness, loss of muscle control, trouble standing, thirst, disorientation. Those are kind of the hot sweating. Those are signs of dehydration. Now, in cycling, we call this bonking. So if you got dehydrated enough, you wouldn't be able to stand on your bike. You know, you'd fall right off the thing, get off the bike, and like that. So you don't want that. So that's a little bit about dehydration. The good news is that can be corrected pretty quickly if it isn't severe. And the way you would correct it is drinking fluids that contain electrolytes, like Gatorade. They can restore the right body chemistry. And water's fine, but Gatorade and water work well together. Or Pedialyte, something has electrolytes in it. So a lot of dehydration cases also lead to heat exhaustion. So this means that you'll have symptoms of dehydration, but you'll physically be hot and sweating. Sweating is your body's response to lower your internal temperature. This works for a while fine. But if you stay dehydrated in hot temperatures, it can eventually lead to heat stroke. So it's important to say up front that heat stroke is a medical emergency. You cannot treat this on your own. There's only a minimum amount of time to get to the hospital, and only a small amount of first aid you can do. Heat stroke occurs when the person's no longer sweating, but still dehydrated and hot. This means the internal temperature of the person is rising, and it will kill you. If untreated, it's not self-correcting. So an ice bath is the first course of treatment at the hospital to try to lower your internal temperature. And most flight schools, they aren't equipped for this, right? They have little more than water and Gatorade. So it's really important that if a person is disoriented, unconscious, not sweating, and hot, been in sun, to get them to a hospital immediately. So to avoid all this, stay hydrated and get out of the heat. Also, we try to fly in early mornings to avoid the hottest temperatures of the day. So hopefully that'll keep you out of trouble this time. But we said in cycling, pee clear, we would say. So I used to do the AIDS life cycle ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles. 600 miles, 6 days, and about 100 miles a day. But people would get dehydrated. And so we would take this surgical tape and put it like for a gauze, and we would put like messages on our back. And one was pee clear, because if you drink enough to where you're not you're peeing clear, then you're not going to be dehydrated. So you may still be hot, but you won't be dehydrated. So the color of your urine can help dictate if you are dehydrated or not. In fact, in Las Vegas, in the men's room, there is a chart, and it basically tells you if this is the color, this is what you should do now. Drink a bottle of water now. Drink 2 bottles of water. You don't have to do anything. You're fine. Keep doing what you're doing like that. So dehydration is a real thing in hot climates. Now we're going to talk about the CFI pro tips. So we've got 3 of them here for you. So the first tip is to ask your student how they will perform the maneuver or maneuvers just covered in your pre-flight briefing using a model airplane. This lets you see if they fully understand what to do before the flight. So we use model airplanes at our school, and they're 1 in 42 scale models, so they're plastic. And I have the student parrot back what I said. You know, what are you going to do in the airplane? Show me. And if they can't do that, or they can't do much of it, then there's no point in going to the airplane yet. Okay, tip number 2. If you're using 4Flight, which I hope you are, use the profile view in 4Flight to teach airspace along the route. So if you tap on profile, if you have the subscription that lets you do it, you'll see a profile of about 4 nautical miles of your flight, and it will show the obstacles there. So if you tap on the airspace in the profile view, it will tell you what the airspace is and the altitudes. And that includes special use airspace like restricted areas, MOAs, and so on. So this kind of brings the airspace to life for a student. It's not so stagnant, and it's kind of halfway in 3D kind of view, right? It's not quite 3D, but you can see the profile of it, and it's a lot better than looking at top-down view on a chart. Okay, the 3rd tip of the day, last one, is to make sure to review the 2 tasks in the slow flight section of the new Flight Instructor Airplane Single Engine ACS. The recovery procedure is very different than before. So there's 2 versions of slow flight now. The 1 slow flight you know, which is fly to a speed at which any reduction in power, change of angle of attack, increase angle of attack, load factor would cause the stall warning to activate. And the new one is fly to speed, any reduction in power, increase of angle of attack, or load factor would result in an immediate stall. And the recovery is this. So I'm going to have you read it, but the recovery goes like this. Once you've done all that, and you're flying along, and you turn left, turn right, whatever the examiner wants you to do, then the way you're supposed to recover is lower the pitch attitude, allow the airspeed to increase without touching the power. Then come to a new airspeed, announce that airspeed, whatever it would be. Now, instead of 50 knots, we're at 60. And then also note the altitude loss. Now, I have no idea why they're having us do this, but that's what it is. So make sure you're training this, and hopefully your DP will know about this and test it in that way. A lot of them get behind they think slow flight from the good old days, and the recovery was just maintain altitude as you go back to cruise flight. That's really not the case here. All right, that's all I got for you this week. I mean, a short one, good one, right? That's what we want, right? So next one will be next month in August. We will have already done our Miami class, and it will be boiling hot here in the south. The swamp will boil, the thunderstorms will be back, and it'll be a good day. But the online course will have new videos, and there'll be a lot of good things, and we'll be rolling out that CFI Mastery, the weekend course, and hopefully some of you will want to attend that because it really goes through that stuff pretty well, especially if you're a second generation, or not second generation, if you're a second career kind of person, right? So you've already had a career, and now you want to get into flying, and maybe you're not so savvy with the iPad yet. You can use it to watch movies, and you can use it for basic things, but you're not quite ready to teach using it. Well, this will get you topped off for all that, including using Zoom, projecting to smart TVs, backups, every imaginable thing that you're going to need to do as a flight instructor with using this kind of technology. Okay, that's the end of the show. We'll see you on another episode, exciting episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.